This is WMRA's Not Yet Named New Show. I'm Martha Woodruff. For most of us, high school graduation is a memory, marking the time we really began to figure out what we wanted to do with our lives. Our dreams were fresh, our energy was high, and life's adventure seemed unbounded. For my first guest today, this time is not a memory. It's the present.
I'm George Washburn, and I'm a singer-songwriter. The first song that I wrote was Why Can't It Be Easy. I wrote that when I was 15. I'm 18 now. And that one, actually, my friends who know any of my music will tell you, is that's the one they know.
Western Album World senior George Washburn recorded this version of his song, Why Can't It Be Easy, at the Music Resource Center, a downtown Charlottesville music facility fueled by the Dave Matthews Band. Its purpose? To give Charlottesville area high school and middle school students a place to practice and record their music for the whopping fee of $10 a year.
Think success is measured by money, so they pursue more material.
George Washburn started playing guitar really, really early. It was sort of a family thing among the male members of the Washburn household.
Well, my dad was, you know, has played in bands since high school years, which was, you know, as he says, back in the dark ages. But my brother started playing guitar when I was about in fifth grade, I think, which makes him about eighth or ninth grade. And so he started a band with one of his friends.
Fifth grade?
I was in fifth grade when I first started playing, and then by sixth grade, I was convinced that I wanted to learn. So I, you know, started picking it up a little bit from them, going down and kind of jamming with them. And then by seventh grade, I had my first, I guess you could call it a band. We played for our middle school talent show, which was, it was rough, but it was a good first start, I guess.
And what'd you play?
We played Jumpin' Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones. And
you're looking at me and think I don't know what Jumpin' Jack Flash is.
Yeah, it's a great one. It's a great tune. And then first kind of serious band was the one with my brother when he was a senior in high school and I was an eighth grader. And so I started playing with them and I felt pretty cool because I was with a bunch of high schoolers playing guitar. Yeah, that was nice.
Tell me about your musical influences besides your brother and your dad.
Mm-hmm. Well, first it was Jimi Hendrix, which is often, you know, a lot of guitar players' first influences, I think.
Can you do a little Hendrix riff for us?
I can do a little Hendrix, a little wing. That's where the first starts.
He's alive. Okay, Jimi Hendrix was your first influence.
And then, this is kind of following my brother's also listening influences because I got a lot of his CDs back when he still listened to CDs.
I still listen to CDs.
I did too, occasionally. So, yeah, I started listening to Jimi Hendrix and then a little AC/DC, which is a little heavier. And then the Rolling Stones came to Charlottesville back when I was starting seventh grade, so I went to that concert, and that was like my first major music concert, so I was, you know, captivated by Mick and all his various gyrations.
What captivated you about Mick? What got you?
Well, I've always kind of been drawn to the confidence, kind of verging on arrogance of people in the spotlight, I guess. So Mick definitely, you could say, has that. And it was just such a big production, Scott Stadium. And it was my first concert, went with my dad. And I didn't really know much of their stuff before that. But after that, I had to get all my hands on all I could get of their stuff, which kind of like opened my eyes to more music from the 60s than just Hendrix music.
How do you characterize music from the 60s? What attracted you?
I think my dad also likes, you know, that kind of music, which is, so we had it on, and I didn't really know that it was music from the 60s until I started playing. But just kind of the revolutionary kind of aspect of it, I think music has always been kind of like a freeing thing for me, and that music seems really, really kind of free.
No kidding. Other musicians have heavily influenced you.
Well, I have now kind of grown into more blues influence for the electric guitar, starting with Robert Johnson, who was kind of the prophet, I guess you could say, and then B.B. King and Chuck Berry, you know, because he was rock and roll, but he was so very bluesy. And then on to Stevie Ray Vaughan and Buddy Guy, and also John Mayer. He's very, very blues influenced, although if you listen to some of his earlier records, you might not know that because it's very, very poppy.
Is there a song that you're working on now that perhaps isn't done that you could play a little bit of?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
This is about a girl, so.
I noticed there are quite a few girls in your
there
songs.
There are. Yes.
The skies are turning blue again, and I've almost forgotten about the sun. The more things change, the more they stay just the way they were. She's still the only one. Let's take back all the time we wasted.
So how do you feel about that?
I feel good about it because, you know, I really do like the melody of it. And, you know, I've written a bridge that I also like. And the lyrics, I feel like, are adequate to reflect my feelings on the situation. But, you know, it's also not finished. So it's kind of the whole idea of, well, I've written this much and I think it's pretty good, so I hope I don't screw up the next verse and bridge here with, you know, something that's not as musically satisfying to me.
If you do, you can go back and fix it.
Exactly.
Life is long. You know. Okay, what's your brother doing now?
My brother is at University of Richmond, which is where I'll be going in the fall. He wasn't as serious about music as I was, really, or as I still am. He plays guitar all the time still, but not for serious, just for fun.
And you're serious about this.
I love to, you know, make it my living.
What are your plans? How are you going to make this happen?
Yeah, it's difficult to plan out because the music industry is so kind of based on luck. But, you know, hoping in college to go and do some more formal music training and some recording. I want to do something with music as a major, but I'm not exactly sure what, maybe business or recording or maybe performance. But something that I can get professionally skilled at outside of performing so I can, you know, maybe be a recording engineer. But I'm hoping that, you know, maybe some record company producer or executive will hear me in some, I don't know, bar one night or something playing and decide to give me a record deal. But that's certainly, you know, I'm not counting on that, but it would definitely be
It does happen.
It does happen. So maybe, you know, it's in the stars for me. But, you know, we'll see. Only time will tell.
Laying flat out in my bed, daydreaming reruns of summer days gone by. The thought of you rolled into my head. On the loose end, I've still got the tie. I don't think about you every day. it could have been forever. It's not because you didn't fill my mind. Every moment we spent together.
Thank you so much for coming all the way over here. It's really been fun. It's been fun meeting you and your music. Charlottesville singer-songwriter George Washburn performing his song for Jackie. George recently finished recording his first CD at the Music Resource Center.
Sometimes it takes me weeks.